Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Tazayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom line on Tezvav Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, Tani Rav Tachlifa Achuad Rav Noi Chuza, Kom is a nice of Shal Adam Ktsuvim Lai Mirash Hashan of Adi Ayim HaKippurim. How much money, how much food, sustenance a person is going to have during the year. It's all set for a person during the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Chutz mi Aitzah Shabbasayis Vaitzah Siyamtev Vaitzah Zbanav Otam HaTayra. Except for the money, it does not include the money that a person spends for Shabbos Yom Tov or for Talmud Torah. Shem Pichas Peiches in Lai Vim Haisif Maisif in Lai. Whatever you spend, if you spend a little bit of money, so then you just get less money that year. If you spend more money for these things, so then you just get more money for the year. The amount of money that's decided between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that you're going to have for the year does not include these costs. These costs are out of the cheshbon. Amre Bavayu Maikra, what's the pasuk? How do we know that how much mezainis a person is going to have during the year, that's decreed on Rosh Hashanah? Tiku b'chay de shayfar b'kesel liyayim chagenu. Because the pasuk says, it describes a yamtif that's b'kesel liyayim chagenu. So which yamtif is this referring to? Ezu chag shachaydash mischasabay. Which Yom Tov falls out around Rosh Chodesh, the time that the moon is hidden? Have Yomer Zeh Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is the only Yom Tov that falls out so early in the month. Uksiv, and what does it say right then? Right afterwards? The Pasuk then says, the very next Pasuk, it says, Ki Chok Li Yisrael Hu Mishpah L'Elokei Yaakov. It says it's a Chok Li Yisrael. It says it's a time that a person's Chok, a person's Mezoines is decided on that day, on Rosh Hashanah. Now, my Mashma Dahai Chok Lishna De Mezoineu. Now, who says that Chok is a Lashon of sustenance is a lashon of mezainis. Says the Gemara, "Dichsiv," as the pasuk says, "Va'achlu as chukam asher nasam lamparei." That they ate their food that Paro gave them. So you see, chukam is a lashon of food. Or mazutrama mehacha. It's from this pasuk that Shlomo Melch davened to Hashem, "Hatrifenu lechem chuki," to give me my lechem chuki, my bread, my chayik, my food. So again, you see that chayik is a lashon of mezainis. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Amru Alav Al Shammai Azakin. They said about Shammai that Kol Yamav Hayoichel L'Chvayt Shabbos. Every day of his life he ate L'Kavod Shabbos. How so? Matzah Behema Na'eh. Let's say on a Sunday he would find a Geshmak of Behema. So Aimer, he would say, ah, Zul Shabbos. I'm going to save this one for Shabbos. Matzah Acheres Na'eh Mena. Then he would find a Behema that looked even nicer. So Maniach Es Ashnia. So he would set aside the second one, and that one would be L'Kvayt Shabbos. Va'eichel Es Arishayna, and he ate the first one. So when he ate the first one, it was Kilu, he was eating it L'Kavod Shabbos, because he was doing it to save the second one for Shabbos. Aval Hillel Azake Mida Acheres Haisalei. Hillel had another, he had a different midah, Shekol Maisel L'Shem Shemayim, everything he did was L'Shem Shemayim, meaning what Rashi explains, that he just had bitachon. He had bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give him something nice for Shabbos, and every day he ate whatever it is that he had. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim, so he went with this mahalach of take it day by day, bless Hashem and thank Hashem every day for its day, and therefore he didn't save up on Sunday for Shabbos. And Tanina Mihachi, we learned in the Brice like this as well, but amongst the Talmidim, that Beis Shammai Oimrim, the Talmidim of Shammai, they said, Mechad Shabayich L'Shabsayich, that you're ready from Sunday for your Shabbos, you should already start preparing. Beisil Oimrim, Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim. Am Rabbi Chama B'Rabbi Chanina, Hanayse Matana L'Chaveroi Ein Tzarech L'Aidiyoi. If you give someone a present, you don't have to let him know. And how do I know that? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Umaysha Lo Yada Ki Karan Or Panav. That Maysha, didn't know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his face shining. Well, Meisve asked the Gemara, we find that you do have to tell a person when you give him a present. The Pasuk says, L'daskeni Hashem Mekatshechem, and we dash it from there, Amr Le, HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMaisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Maisha Rabbeinu, that Maisha, Matana Toiva Yeshu Yubeis Gnazai, I have such a geshmak of present in my treasure room, V'Shabbos Shemon, it's the name of this present is Shabbos, V'ani Mevakish Liyitna Li Yisrael, I want to give it to Klal Yisrael. Leich v'hidia leisam, please go and tell Klal Yisrael that I'm about to give them this present. So you see, he informed Klal Yisrael about the present. And mikan amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, it's from this pasuk, from this drasha, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel learned the yisaid, that hanaisim pas latina, like anytime you give a gift, that's how you give bread to a child, that was already a geshmak, a gift back in the day, so tzarech l'hidia l'ima, you have to tell the mother that you gave the child a gift. Rashi explains, by doing so, you're married by friendship in the world, so you should tell the parents that you gave the child the gift. But the point is that you see from here that you do have to tell a person when you give him a present. So says the Gemara, like Asha, By the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu's face was shining, so that Hashem didn't have to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, because anyways, the present would eventually be discovered on its own. But Shabbos, which was a present that wasn't going to be discovered, so that's why Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go tell Klal Yisrael about the present. Ask the Gemara, Shabbos nami matanu David legaluye. What are you talking about? Shabbos is something which was going to be revealed. We were going to get the Torah on our Sinai. There was going to be the whole Aseret HaDibros, one of them being Shabbos. So it was going to be told. We were going to be told by Hashem and by Hashem himself. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell us first? Says the Gemara, Matan Tzcharo lo Avida legaluye. In a Chanami, the mitzvah of Shabbos, that was Avida legaluye, but the Tzchar of Shabbos, that not. And therefore, that's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go tell Klal Yisrael about the great Tzchar of keeping Shabbos, the Elam Haba that we get for keeping Shabbos. Amar Mar, we mentioned that Mikan Amar Rishim Ben Gamliel, Hanaisim Paslatina Tzarach Laidia Li'imai. You have to tell the mother when you give the child some bread. So my avile, how do you inform the mother that you gave the child bread? It says the Gemara two eitzas. Shayefle mishcha, rub some oil on him, umalile koichlo, or put some eye makeup around one of his eyes. He'll come home, he'll look strange, the mother will ask him about it, and he'll tell him, oh, Mr. Plainy gave me such a present. And they're like that, it'll be marbe friendship. Va'idna dachayshin lakshafim, nowadays that were chayshish for witchcraft, if a person sees a child like that. So he'll get nervous. So how do you inform the mother? Amar Rav Papa, Shayefle me oisei hamin. Whatever you gave him, so you put some of that on his face. So let's say you gave him some bread, so sprinkle some breadcrumbs in his hair. This way his mother, when he gets home, she'll see the breadcrumbs, and like that she'll eventually find out that you gave him the bread. Amar Rav Yoichna min Shim ben Yochai, Kol mitzvah shenaslam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael nasam lahem b'farhesia chutz mishabbos shenaslam lahem b'tzino. All the mitzvahs of Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael in public except for Shabbos that Hashem gave privately. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Beini ubein b'nei Yisrael aisi la'ilam. That it's something that's between me and you. Yehachi, if so, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Shabbos privately, so l'lianshu got nachrim Allah. So the goyim who in the future are going to get punished for not accepting the Torah, l'chare they have a taina. Why should they get punished for not accepting the Torah? They have a good taina now. They could say that, oh, you never told us about Shabbos. If we would have known about Shabbos, we would have accepted the Torah. So says the Gemara, no, Shabbos idiyu idinu. In a Chanami, they didn't know about Shabbos. It's matan schar ulay idinu. They didn't know about the schar, and that's not something that they typically care about anyways. They live their lives focusing on olam hazeh, and therefore they won't have any sort of taina. Or vibay seima matan schar nami idinu. They even knew about the schar. It's the neshami yaseira. It's the gift of the neshami yaseira, which is a gift. There's no reason to tell them. It's tamu matana. That lay idinu. That's something that's only between us and Hashem. Dam Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rav Shimon ben Lakish said that, how do we know that we have a Nesham Yaseira? It's from that which Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, that Nesham Yaseira naisin HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'adam Erev Shabbos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person a Nesham Yaseira every Erev Shabbos, ulo matzei Shabbos naitle naisa heimenu, and he takes away matzei Shabbos. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Shabbos v'yinafash, kevan sheshabbos, once a person has Shabbos, so he says, v'yinafash, v'y of the nefesh, whoa, I'm losing my nefesh, I lost the Nesham Yaseira. Now we mentioned in the Mishnah, back to the sugi of Erev Tavshilin, we mentioned in the Mishnah, Aisa Adam Tavshil Me'erev Yomtiv. That for the Erev Tavshilin, a person has to make a cooked dish, he has to make a Tavshil. So Amar Abaye, Leishanu El Tavshil of a Pasla. It has to specifically be a Tavshil. You can't just use Pas. You have to make a Tavshil in order to be able to cook on Yomtiv for Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Maishna Pastalai. What's so special about a Tavshil? Why can't you use Pas? Because it has to be something which is eaten together with bread. And pas is something which isn't eaten together with bread. But porridge is something which is not eaten with bread. And yet still we're going to see soon that you are allowed to make an Erev Tavshilin out of daisa, out of porridge. Now how do we know that porridge is something which isn't eaten together with bread? He made fun of the Babylonians that they dipped the bread into daisa, saying that they eat their bread with bread. So you see, it's not something that's typically eaten together with bread. It's like bread itself. And yet still, that you are allowed to use daisa for Erev Tavshilin. So you see, it doesn't have to be something which is eaten together with bread. So, Rather, the reason why you can't use bread is because the tavshil has to be something which isn't normally eaten during the week. It should be nikkur that it's a covered Shabbos. Upash shchicha, whereas pas is something which is often eaten during the week, and therefore, it's not nikkur that you have a l'kvayt Shabbos, that's why you can't use it for the Erev. V'daisa l'shchicha, whereas daisa is taka not commonly eaten during the week, and that's why you are allowed to use daisa. Rika Dami, some have a different version, that Amar Abaye said, and this part's the same, that Loishanu ala tafshil v'paslai, that you have to specifically use a tafshil for the Erev tafshil, and you can't use pas. Although over here now, in this version says the Gemara, my taima, that why can't you use pas? It's because you need something which isn't common, that's not commonly eaten during the week. Upas shchicha, and pas is often eaten during the week, that's why you can't use pas. V'hadaisa l'shchicha, but daisa, like we mentioned before, is not typically eaten during the week. In this version we have that you're not allowed to use daisa for the Erev Tafshilin. If it's talui and shchicha, so why can't you use daisa? Ella, the reason why you can't use pas and you can't use daisa is because midi de malafe spinan. It's because the tafshil has to be something which is eaten together with bread. Upasle malafsa v'daisa namile malafsa. Whereas pas and daisa, those are both things that aren't eaten together with bread. It's like the bread itself. So Amrab Zera ani bavloi tipshoi da'achli nahama b'nahama, that he made fun of the Babylonians that they ate their bread dipped into the daisa, that it's like eating bread together with bread. So you see that's not something that's typically eaten together with bread, and the Erev Tafshilin has to be something which is eaten with bread. That's why you can't use pas, and that's why you can't use daisa.